And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 11th of April, sunshine and 45 degrees on our way to 81 before it's all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia State grad student Lana Adams. Lana is the president of the Emporia State First Generation Students Organization, and they're having their second annual Doggy Dash coming up April the 29th. Lana, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. How are things going here? Before we talk specifically about the Doggy Dash, how are things going here with the first generation group?
They're doing good. We actually just came back from Ad Astra, which is our first generation regional conference. So we got to go meet up with Fort Hays and Wichita State students for the weekend. So that was exciting.
Talk a little bit about, you know, some of the different activities that you've already had, and really the camaraderie that's formed with members of the group that are involved here on a regular basis.
Yeah, so we have our advisory council is what we like to call ourselves, but we are the officers of the group, and we try to put on events once a month. We have different ones throughout the year for students that are sometimes educational versus just fun and networking events to really build that support on campus. So we've had quite a few events. We have some that are just pizza parties throughout the month, kind of closer to midterm, so that students can really relax and get together.
So let's go back a little bit here, Lana. How did you first get involved with First Gen here?
So I started when I transferred here. First Gen was kind of the first organization that I really became a part of, and it helped me kind of get more comfortable in navigating campus and getting around campus. So I just kind of came across it. I was First Gen, and I was like, I'll go ahead and try it. So that's kind of how I got here.
What was it that made college the right, really the right education / career path for you?
College has always been something that I wanted to do, but I didn't know where I wanted to go with it. I decided to go because I knew I wanted to kind of build a career, and I just, it was kind of the next step for me. I kind of just fell into it, I guess.
Understood. Well, I guess let's go ahead and talk about the Doggy Dash. We've been listing the date, but what is going to be happening here later this month?
So we'll be bringing it back for the second time. It'll be on April 29th. Sorry about that. It's April 29th. So this year we've made some changes. We are actually able to offer some tabling spots. So during check-in, which starts at 1, we'll have PetSense joining us, and then we're working with the Humane Society and Animal Shelter here in Emporia to try and get some of their dogs here as well. And so after check-in, the race begins at 2, and we'll be going around campus again, just kind of taking in the views as we do our little 5K, a couple laps around campus.
So folks and their dogs, huh?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Dogs are welcome, but not required.
Bring your dog. They are welcome. So how many students are involved right now with First Gen? Lana?
So around campus, we have 900-plus self-reported students. So that's a lot to try and accommodate for at events. So as far as involvement, it ranges. We try to have events at different times of the day because a lot of us are working and going to school at the same time also. So.
Understood. How has your experience been at Emporia State University?
I've loved every minute of it. It was honestly life-changing for me. I was able to make the connections I needed to continue to grad school, which would never have been an opportunity I would have had elsewhere.
Okay, so the Doggy Dash coming up April 29th. You gave us the check-in time. Exactly what is the check-in location and a little bit about the route?
Yeah, so we'll start in front of Plum Hall, so Kellogg Circle, right in front of campus, like the big picture of what you think of when you think of ESU. We'll be starting out there, and then we'll kind of just go around. Our route's pretty similar to last year, but with the construction on the road over by the Alumni Center, we'll kind of cut through and take the same path twice instead of taking that road. So,
well, how can we get registered, Lana?
So we have posters hung up around town. We also have a first-generation Doggy Dash event on Facebook, and the link to register is on there as well. I would like to say that to be guaranteed a shirt and the doggy bandana, registration needs to be done by tomorrow just so we can make those shirt orders. But you're welcome to pay at the table as well. We just can't guarantee the shirt. So.
Doggy bandana. That. Nice touch.
Yep. Outstanding. Good
nice
deal.
Touch there.
Well, Anna, is this basically your main, final event that you've got with First Gen before the semester comes to a close? Do you have anything else here on the calendar that you'd wanted to pass along?
No, this is about it. This is our biggest fundraiser. We use these funds to purchase shirts for students, and our big goal this year is to purchase cords because every student gets a cord when they graduate, and right now we can't afford to pay for those for all of our First Gen students, so we're trying to build the funds to be able to provide those free for First Gen students.
What does a cord cost?
Right now, I think it's around $15.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't think it'd be that much, but...
I didn't either.
Obviously, yeah. It is. Well, hey, we're looking forward to the event coming up April the 29th. What a great idea. Hope we have a big turnout, Lana, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
Have a good day. Lana Adams, who's a grad student at Emporia State, and she is the president of the First Generation Students Organization, previewing the Doggy Dash on campus coming up April the 29th.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, officially the Friday date is open, but I have a feeling we'll be getting that one filled here pretty quickly. So we are directing you to next week, and right now we're wide open, at least for this morning. So give us a call at 620-